Chapter 4. Survivor Benefits, the Key to Financial Security for the Surviving Spouse. What happens to a couple's Social Security benefits after one of you dies? You lose one Social Security check and your household income decreases. That is why it's important to make smart decisions while you are both alive and evaluating your options. When one of you dies, you want the survivor to receive as much guaranteed income from Social Security as possible. Let's return to our example of John and Jane. We'll begin with the worst-case scenario. They didn't take my advice to wait as long as possible to apply for Social Security benefits and jumped on the bandwagon at ages 62. John's full retirement age is 66, as is Jane's. Because he applies at age 62, 4 years before his FRA, John's benefit is reduced by 25%. So, instead of getting $3,000 every month, which would be his PIA at age 66, he'll get $2,250, which is $3,000 times 0.75. Jane pays an even steeper price for applying early. If she waits until age 66, her benefit will be $1,500, 50% of John's PIA at his FRA. But at age 62, she will receive only 32.5% of John's PIA at FRA, or $975, $3,000 times 0.325 equals $975. So beginning at age 62, their total monthly income from Social Security is $3,225. Once again, to demonstrate the concept simply, we are not including COLAs that would have been added. What happens if John dies at age 66? His monthly benefit check stops. Jane will lose her monthly spousal benefit, but she will receive a survivor benefit instead. Since Jane is at FRA, also age 66, she will receive, as her survivor benefit, either the amount that John had been collecting, $2,250, or 82.5% of his PIA, $3,000, whichever is higher. In this example, the latter amount is higher. Now we look at the best-case scenario. John and Jane take my advice to heart and wait until they are 70 years old to begin taking benefits. Jane receives her full spousal benefit of $1,500, one half of John's primary insurance amount of $3,000. And because John waited an additional 4 years after his FRA, age 66, he receives 4 years of delayed retirement credits, DRCs, that have increased his benefit by 8% every year, making his government guaranteed check $3,960 every month. Their monthly household income from Social Security is $5,460. These are very conservative estimates because it assumes that no COLAs were added to their checks. If COLAs are granted, those amounts would be even higher. But here is the bottom line. The difference between applying as soon as they are eligible and waiting until they are required to receive benefits means a difference of at least $25,920 in their Social Security income every year. Believe it or not, holding out for more money isn't the most important reason for delaying your Social Security application, especially if you are the primary earner. It is the survivor benefit that is most important. Let's assume that John delays taking his Social Security until age 70, and he then dies at age 71. What happens to this couple then? Poor John never really got to see much benefit of waiting until age 70 to apply for his Social Security, but Jane will be very, very glad that he did. Because after John's death, Jane will receive a survivor benefit equal to John's higher benefit amount for the rest of her life. The idea of Jane receiving the higher survivor benefit amount might sound good at first, but remember that this household will only receive one Social Security check from now on. That's right, Jane's spousal benefit will stop when she switches to John's survivor benefit. Prior to John's death, they received $65,520 every year from Social Security. That's $3,960 times 12 plus $1,500 times 12. Now, Jane will receive only $47,520. That's $3,960 times 12. That's a 37% reduction in the household annual income from Social Security. But Jane was lucky because John waited to apply. If he had applied at age 62, her survivor benefit would only be $2,457 every month, or $29,700 every year. Figure 5 on page 46 of the print copy of this book shows the difference that Social Security can make in Jane's income during her golden years if John waits until age 70 to apply for his own benefit. Figure 5 shows you why it is so important to plan your Social Security strategy well. After the first spouse dies, the survivor will have a much higher income every year, and it is guaranteed for the rest of his or her life. Of course, the $47,520 is higher than today's maximum benefit of $33,456, but these are projections for the future. The death of a spouse can be financially as well as emotionally devastating, especially if there is a lengthy illness and the cost of medical care depletes the family's savings. What if this had been the case with John, and Jane had no other resources to live on after his death? Social Security will allow her to apply for survivor benefits as early as age 60, but the rules for doing so are so complicated that they are well beyond the scope of this little book. In most instances, you really shouldn't consider doing it unless you have absolutely no alternatives than to set up tent under a bridge and live there. Receiving the higher of two benefits. Understanding that the surviving spouse will receive only the higher of the two benefits is extremely important. If the spouse with the stronger earnings record waits until at least age 66, or better yet, age 70, to collect benefits, the survivor benefit will be enhanced. This is a crucial bit of knowledge when considering strategies to maximize your income from Social Security. The amount of the survivor benefit will depend on the age at which the deceased spouse originally claimed his or her benefit and the age at which the surviving spouse claims the survivor benefit. And since the financial goal for most couples is to guarantee the highest income for both spouses' lives, it is a good strategy to ensure that at least one of the spouses receives a Social Security benefit that is as high as possible. Obviously, most of us don't know when we will die. But, as we said at the beginning of the book, it makes more sense to prepare as best we can for a long life of financial security. Let's look at another example. Bill, the primary worker of the married couple, is 66, but he suffers from a serious heart condition and estimates his life expectancy is 5 years. His wife, also 66, is in excellent health and expects to live well into her 90s. She never worked outside of the home. How can the couple make the best of a tough situation? Bill should not collect Social Security benefits when he is 66 years old, in other words, now. He should wait until he is 70 years old so that his benefit will be increased by the 8% raises, or DRCs, and COLAs every year for the 4 years between ages 66 and 70. Why? Because that course of action will provide his wife with greater financial security after his death. She will receive a survivor's benefit that will be 32% plus the COLAs higher for the rest of her life. Even if Bill's health prognosis was better, just knowing the survivor benefit will be the higher of the two benefits should influence his decision. Statistics show that, in general, women live longer than men. Social Security says that a woman turning 65 today can expect to live until age 86.6. If there is a bigger difference in ages between a husband and his younger wife, a larger survivor benefit will be especially valuable. She could be living a long time after her husband dies. Men who are the primary earners during their marriages, who take their Social Security benefits early, are not only hurting themselves, but to a greater degree are hurting their wives. And even though the loopholes for spousal benefits that existed under the Social Security system in years past have closed, or are in the process of closing, there are still options available to you that can provide a significantly higher guaranteed benefit for both you and your spouse for the rest of your lives, if you know how to take advantage of them.